Dean Smith.
Yeah, Steven?
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 Yeah,
okay. Is he going to be free in a minute, or?
Yeah, just give him a minute. He'll be right with you, right?
Thank you.
Ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff.
Alright. Give me a phone number, I can have him call you.
Alright, it's 858-252-1481. And then my name... Yeah, and then my name's Patrick, and I'm calling with Cardiff. And then, I know he's a pretty busy guy. Does he maybe have an email I could reach him at?
I don't know what his email is offhand, to be honest with you.
That's fine. Do you guys maybe have one for the company I could shoot one over to?
No, it's mine and his are both personal, so...
Could I maybe shoot it over to you and then forward it over for me?
Sure.
What's yours?
Mine is all lowercase, MattKroy at gmail.com.
Perfect. And do you maybe help him out with the finances at all, or does he, you know, handle just about all that? I know he's the owner.
Yeah, I help him a little bit.
Okay, perfect. I talked to him earlier in the summer about some equipment and capital, and I know he was looking to refi a past loan. Do you know if he's still looking to do that?
Yeah, as far as I know, yes.
Okay, has he, you know, explored other avenues for that, or just kind of shopping around?
Some. Right now we're kind of busy, so, you know, things get thrown to the back burner, but
right. It's
something we're definitely interested in.
Okay, I mean, yeah, are you, like, familiar with, you know, what he's looking to do and, you know, his plans, or?
It's all on the back burner right now. I know there's a few items that he wants to get replaced.
Some equipment, too?
Hold on one second.
All right.
Patrick. Hello?
Hey, is it Steve?
Yes.
How's it going, Steve? It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff.
Angel Cardiff.
No. My name's Patrick. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, sorry, I know it sounds weird. We spoke earlier in the summer about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back towards the fall and that you were looking to refi a past loan and maybe some equipment you were looking to bring on.
What does it require, like bank statements?
Yeah, just that and a one-page application. You know, we spoke pretty briefly about it at the time, and you just said to check back around, you know, September, so you guys are doing out there in Oregon.
Where are you from, back east?
No, we're down in San Diego, actually, but I actually am from Oregon myself, so.
Can you send me an application? And?
Yeah, you bet. What's your email?
It's FKGIEFY at MSN.com.
Perfect. I'll shoot that over right when we get off the phone. And then what plans do you guys have coming up, Steve?
Oh, a better economy after Trump takes over.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
Yeah, unless you want to get Hillary, I get Will Card.
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I don't see that projecting very positively if that worked out. That's definitely my feelings. You know, I'm calling from a bank right now, so kind of a no-brainer for us over here, right?
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, what did you guys have plans for the end of the year then, or just some stuff you were thinking of?
Well, just trying to to pay some things off, and my retail is picking up a lot now.
Okay.
I'm the only one. See, a lot of the, if you notice, a lot of the grocery stores are going to totally prepackaged meats now.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So basically, instead of the butcher opening the box and taking the meat out and cutting it up for steak, it's already come.
Right, yep.
You know, it's unfortunate. Times, I guess. It used to be early 70s and beyond, it was a whole carcass going to the grocery store.
Yep.
And then the Midwest introduced the block ready, which was your prime cut coming to the store.
Yep.
They would open up, cut it up.
Yeah, right.
Midwest has introduced the case ready.
Yep. So how's that affecting you guys? You said it's
better. I got a customer here, so
I can hold for a minute.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to follow up with the finance office. Yeah,
you there?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's helping us out because there's only us and a couple other little tiny places that got meat. Customers aren't liking it anymore because, you know, they pretty much did away with the meat cutters in the store.
Yeah, I'd much rather have it fresh and cut up right in front of me myself and buy it off of a truck, package it up.
Yeah, and basically it's just
yep.
When they that closed up all the USDA inspected meat plants on the West Coast.
Uh huh.
It's bad.
Right, but I mean, keeping you guys busy with all that, right?
So yeah, I get a lot of customers looking for a fresh cut steak.
That's always good for you guys, then, right?
Yep.
How are there a lot of competitors around you guys? I know you said they're getting away with a lot of the meat cutters.
I don't have a lot of competitors. I process everything under USDA.
Uh-huh.
Here. I'm state inspected but federally monitored.
Right, and you're out there in Central Oregon by Bend, right?
No, I'm 30 miles east of Salem, Oregon.
Okay, so a little bit south of that?
Straight east.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. I went to school down... What was that, sorry?
I got a website you can punch in.
Yeah, what is it?
Just punch in Gene's Meat Market on your
Gene's
server.
Gene's Meat Market.
And it'll come up with Gene's... All the
Yeah, I got you right here.
Or I also have Facebook, too.
Everybody's got to have one nowadays, right?
Right. So go under Facebook, you'll get all my ads.
Nice. Yeah, I went to school down in Southern Oregon. There was a guy up the road that, you know, had a meat shop, and he was, you know, slicing up the meat, and his business was always booming. It was the only one around the whole area, and, you know, everybody went all across the state out, you know, to pick up some meat, especially when you're driving through and whatnot. But do you have some equipment you guys are looking to add on to?
Well, I'd like to get a small piece here.
Is it a meat cutter? Or?
Oh, it's a hamburger bulker.
Okay. And when were you looking to bring that on by?
As soon as we can.
Okay. Did you already have a vendor, you know, picked out for that?
Yeah.
And did you have a quote too?
They're running about $4,500.
Okay, so not too much.
Not very much.
All right. Were you looking to finance that one too, or?
I was looking to probably finance that one.
Okay.
For lease, do you do leases?
Yeah, definitely. But we could definitely, you know, help you out and get that. Have you explored any other options or, you know, any other ways to, you know, help get that funded or just kind of shopping around?
Just shopping around.
I see. Is there a bank out there too that you guys tend to lean on when you do need some, some additional funding or?
I kind of like stay away from banks.
Yeah, that's always good too. I know they take a while and require quite a bit and whatnot.
One arm and a leg and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's the nice thing about us with we have a few different programs too, and like we talked about with refining that past loan, we have capital.
Equipment lease too.
Yeah, we do the equipment for sure. You know, that's definitely our bread and butter, and then we have capital programs, which is just basically unsecured cash. So we could get that refi done, and then with that equipment, if you wanted to finance that, we could definitely help you out and get that as well. And we have a really fast turnaround over here too, so if you wanted to bring that on pretty quick, it's something we could definitely get you squared away on.
Okay, well, send me the application. What's your
name? All right. Yeah, my name was Patrick, and then once again, I'm calling with Cardiff. We're a private business bank down in San Diego, California, so we're out here on the West Coast, too, but I know you guys are up there in Oregon. But yeah, I'll shoot over the email right now, and then when do you think I can get this back from you, Steve?
Maybe I'll work on it tonight here.
Okay, yeah, it's basically just one-page application, very simple, straightforward. And if you have any questions, I can leave you with my number, too, so you can give me a ring if you need. And then along with that, it's just 6 months of the most recent business bank statements because, we got to check the overall health of the business, and the cash flow is, one of our primary factors in that. And then as well as that, we just need the copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up filing for 2015? Okay, perfect. No extension or anything on that?
Yeah, it all goes to extensions.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, if you want to just attach a copy of that, too, so we can get the ownership breakdown. Are you the 100% owner for you, too, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you guys structure the business, too? Are you guys like a C-Corp, S-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp? All right, Steve. Well, I'll shoot over the email right now, and I'll check back maybe Monday if I don't get that back from you. I know it's coming up on Friday in the weekend, but.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Steve. Have a good rest of your day. Nice catching up with you. Bye.